Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski about social distancing and preventing the spread of COVID-19.
Social distancing is a public health practice that really is, in plain terms, is just staying away from other people. So limiting your exposure by staying home as much as you can, limiting the size of your group. So like if you do need groceries, your family needs to buy, you send one person strategically, you know, maybe once a week, maybe once every 10 days, and you try to plan out your trips that way. When you are going for walks with people in your household, you try to stay 6 feet away from anybody you might encounter. It means staying in groups smaller than 10 people. Like if you have to have a meeting, you try to keep 6 feet away from each person and have no more than 10 people. And the reason why this is so important is because this virus is spread through our sneezes, through our coughs, through, you know, the fluids that we, you know, kind of spew when we talk or we laugh. And that close contact is how we can infect another person. And so the virus doesn't move. We move it, which is why we need to ensure that we are keeping our distance from other people, why we are staying in our homes as much as we can, and why we, you know, try to avoid crowded places.
And can people spread the virus without showing symptoms?
They are more contagious when they are symptomatic, you know, but so some people, you know, they think, you know, it's spring, right? You know, and so they may be like, oh, it's just sinuses, or oh, it's just allergies, or oh, it's just a little bit of a sore throat. And so sometimes I think when the symptoms feel really minor, we tend to discount them, you know, like, oh, it's just this or that or whatever. I always feel this way in April, you know, not necessarily knowing that they're symptomatic and they need to stay home, and then it can cause spread.
And at what point should people seek medical care or try to be tested?
You know, we stress, you know, to stay home. If you feel mildly ill, stay home. If you are a contact of a confirmed case, like let's say somebody else in your household has a confirmed case and you become symptomatic, assume you're symptomatic, assume you're a confirmed COVID, and just stay home. It's not necessary to be tested at that point because your treatment is going to be no different and the guidance they give you is going to be no different. But when you want to call your doctor is when you are, you know, when you are concerned. You know, maybe you have underlying health conditions, maybe you've been sick for a while and you're getting worse. You know, if you fall into high risk criteria and you are concerned, you can always call your doctor and ask for guidance and let them help you determine whether or not they want you to be seen, because essentially we don't want people to get so sick that then they need to be hospitalized. So if you feel mildly ill, you know, and you just stay home like you would if you were mildly ill, because we don't want to overtax our healthcare system, and we don't want to utilize, you know, the kind of limited personal protective equipment that we do have. But if you are starting to get worsening symptoms, definitely call your doctor, let them assess you and determine whether or not you should be seen.
And we have seen multiple cases in Washington County, multiple deaths. Is it advised for people to be wearing masks when they're in the general public?
You know, I've seen some places encourage that, but I just got off of a conference call this morning, and still the CDC guidance, you know, continues to say that masks do not need to be used for the general public, and they don't recommend the general public wear masks, like when they're out on their day-to-day activities. Of course, if you're sick and you're walking into a clinic, you know, of course, they would ask you to mask, so that if you're coughing or you're sneezing, so that you're not spreading the droplet. But just out in general, no. Guidance still would say there's no need for the general population to be wearing masks.
And many of us have been at home, primarily starting to get a little cabin fever. What are some safe things that I can do at home, locally, to get out of the house for a little bit?
I think that there's kind of a misconception when we say stay at home, that means stay inside. You don't necessarily need to do that. I mean, I try to go out and go for a walk every day because it's spring. you know, the weather is starting to get nice, the sun is coming out, and honestly, I think people need that, you know, so continuing to, you know, go for walks with your family, you know, go for a run, go out on the trail, but just be cognizant of, you know, other people that you encounter and make sure that you maintain your distance of at least 6 feet of those people when you do come close to them. But do get outside, get some fresh air. You know, I see my neighbors playing ball in the yard, and I see people out, you know, drawing sidewalk chalk on their driveway. And I mean, a lot of these things are good, fun activities, you know, that are going to get you outside, that are going to give you a change of scenery, and that are still safe and healthy.
I would think that this spring, almost every yard would be nearly immaculate with everybody doing gardening.
Right? Oh my goodness. Yes, we shall see, you know, for, it's crazy how the grass is starting to grow. And I was joking with my husband how it's almost time to mow, you know, but yeah, lots of opportunities. If you've never planted a garden before, now is a great time. Even if you want to do your start inside and then move them out in a couple of weeks, but yeah, it's a good opportunity to try some new things, to learn some new things. What I would discourage is utilizing any playground equipment, especially because if there's lots of kids on that equipment, you know, it's hard for kids to social distance. You know, they love to play together. And also, you're not necessarily sure how often it's getting cleaned. So I would avoid that. But, you know, perfectly okay to go outside, you know, get some fresh air, get some exercise. Not only is it going to be helping you physically, it's going to help you mentally as well.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski talking about social distancing and COVID-19. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.